From NPR News, this is Day to Day. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke went to Capitol Hill today, his first time testifying since the subprime mortgage collapse this summer. Wall Street is reeling from mortgage losses, also from the falling dollar and soaring oil prices, and so all eyes were on Bernanke and his testimony on Capitol Hill. Marketplace's Jill Barshay's eyes were there, too, and she joins us now. And what did Bernanke have to say about the economy today?
Well, Madeline, despite all this turmoil that you were just talking about, he said the economy's humming along fine. He's expecting a little bit of a slowdown toward the end of this year and the beginning of next year, but expects things to improve. And he says core inflation, which is something the Fed really keeps its eyes on, is stable. But what was interesting is he really mentioned a lot of risks that could change this equation. The financial market turmoil could lead to credit tightening. The housing market turmoil could spill into the rest of the economy and make us spend less. And on the inflation front, oil's approaching $100 a barrel, the dollar's weak, and all of that could feed into higher prices. Senator Schumer of New York directly asked him, so what's the risk of a recession here? And this is how Bernanke dodged the question.
Economists are extremely bad at predicting turning points, and we don't pretend to be any better. We have not calculated a probability of recession, and I wouldn't want to offer that today. Our assessment is for slower growth, but positive growth going into next year.
One senator directly asked Bernanke to cut rates as a holiday present, but he's already cut them 0.75 percentage point this year, and the official stance of the Fed is they're neutral, not leaning toward a rate cut or a rate hike.
Jill, did Bernanke directly address the issue of subprime mortgages, and was he able to offer any reassurance to homeowners who are in trouble?
It was really interesting. He spent half of his testimony talking about low-income homeowners who could be losing their homes. He said that 450,000 subprime mortgages are going to be resetting every quarter, and these homeowners cannot easily refinance when housing prices are tumbling the way they are. He called upon Congress to reform the Federal Housing Administration so that they could better deal with consumers who don't have good credit records. He's working directly with lenders and servicers to try to create some en masse restructuring program so they don't have to work these mortgages out case by case. And he also says he's going to be coming out with some new fair lending rules to avoid the kind of lending practices we've seen in the future.
Now, the dollar keeps sinking. Did he address that? Just yesterday, China was talking about bailing on the dollar. What did he have to say about that?
He said he didn't care so much if China's central bank and other central banks are moving away from the dollar. He said the best thing for the U.S. to do is just focus on the underpinnings of a sound dollar. As long as we have a strong economy and we work on our trade balance, people will continue to trust the dollar.
Thank you, Jill. That's Jill Barshay of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.